A $1.4 trillion budget deal is awaiting the president's signature today after Congress passed a funding bill yesterday to avoid a government shutdown. The deal includes $30 million in extra money for senior nutrition programs. About 10 million seniors are at risk of going hungry in the United States, but funding for these programs has barely kept up with inflation over the past decade. Let's bring in Meals on Wheels America CEO and President Ellie Hollander. She runs the umbrella organization that fundraises for about 5,000 Meals on Wheels organizations around the country. These local programs deliver more than 200 million meals for more than 2 million people each year. Ellie, welcome.
Thanks so much, Peter.
And just looking at this budget that Congress is sending to the president's desk, it sets aside about $930 million a year for senior nutrition programs. Is that enough?
Well, first of all, we're delighted to see an increase, critically important because we've seen a decrease in the number of meals we've been serving over the years because funding is not keeping pace. That answers your question. We still need more.
Well, you say you're serving fewer meals. It's actually 21 million fewer meals than 2005. Why is that? And how big is the demand, the need to feed seniors around the country?
Well, that's a huge amount, of course, because the senior population is the fastest growing segment. We have mounting waiting lists across the country. We have people who aren't even being added to a waiting list because there's no hope that they'll be able to, in their lifetime, get off of one. So the need continues to grow as the segment grows, and we're all living longer, unfortunately, with more chronic conditions, but we want to live at home. So Meals on Wheels is critically important that we provide that kind of resource because it also saves money in the end.
Talk to me more about how the program works. Like, you know, what kind of meals are you serving people?
Well, delicious meals, I'd like to
I
say,
hope
Pierre.
So.
Absolutely. Nutritious meals that are designed specifically for sort of the unique nutritional needs of seniors. In some cases, they're culturally tailored or medically tailored, depending on the specific needs.
Are they already cooked?
Some are cooked. Some actually of our programs have commercial-sized kitchens delivering 5,000 meals a day. Some of those programs actually prepare meals for other smaller programs. And some are cold meals or groceries that may be prepared by a local caterer or that may be drop-shipped if it's, say, in a rural area where it's difficult to make a daily delivery. We also provide meals in group settings, senior centers, and so forth, where more mobile seniors can come and have a meal with their friends.
Well, it's more than food delivery, isn't it? I see that you've launched a new app this year that will help your volunteers kind of track the physical and emotional well-being of the people that they're serving.
Exactly, Peter. We say that this is more than a meal. I say that the meal is the entree into the home, if you will, but that it's as much about the companionship and the socialization that happens, the friendly visit, the eyes and ears in the home, the ability to note if there is a change in the mental or physical health of the senior, which is what this change of condition app enables us to do in real time. A volunteer may notice something or may have a conversation with a client, a senior client, who says, you know what, I'm having trouble making it to the restroom, or I do have a home repair I need help with. This enables us to send a notification to whoever the person is that's a contact person and actually make that remediation in real time sometimes.
It looks like 40% of your funding comes from the federal government, which is a pretty sizable chunk. But what about private donations? Are you keeping up with that?
Gee, you know, I wish that we could get private philanthropy to step up even more. Unfortunately, seniors and aging are not the most powerful issues that attract philanthropists. And by philanthropists, I mean, it could be you and me, Peter. Anybody that can make a donation is a philanthropist in my mind. But less than 2% of all foundations, corporations, individuals are giving to seniors and aging. I also think that we need to do a better job in our country of demystifying what it means to age and to get older. And we did a campaign not too long ago with the Ad Council, America Let's Do Lunch, to invite a new generation of volunteers to experience the characters behind the door, that when you're knocking on the door, these are folks that have wonderful stories. These are our parents, our grandparents, our teachers, our postal workers. And I think that in our country, there's just sort of a little bit of a fear factor. you know, we're not animals and we're not children. We don't want to pit ourselves against worthy causes, but we really do need the public to step up and help bridge that gap.
I want to go back to something you said earlier, which is that many cities across the country have wait lists to get into this program. We see in Kaiser Health News that in Dallas, it's a major problem. In Memphis, it can be, what, as much as a year wait? The entire state of Maine is suffering under a wait list to get into this program. What happens to those people who need food but aren't getting it?
Well, it is shocking. And we do know that based on Meals on Wheels programs that participated in a survey we did recently, that about 50% have waiting lists that range anywhere from 2 weeks to over a year, to your point. Average 4 months. Some programs don't even take waiting lists. It's a real problem. And what do? We simply have to make trade-offs. Our programs tell us they feel that they're playing God on a daily basis. Who needs it more than someone else? Mm-hmm. Because if the resources aren't there, what do?
I don't mean to sound alarmist at all, but it does make me wonder if you have seen cases of people dying of starvation.
Personally, no, I have not. But I can tell you that based on my own experience in volunteering with Meals on Wheels, I've seen everything from somebody who had fallen before I got there to someone who perished. But obviously, the people we're seeing are people that are getting meals. I'm worried about the people who aren't. Malnourishment alone costs our country $51 billion in medical economic burden annually. Senior falls cost our country $50 billion annually. You make a small investment in a proven intervention like Meals on Wheels, where you can actually provide meals to a senior for an entire year for the same cost of being in the hospital for one day or a nursing home for 10. So not only is it a socially important thing to do, but economically, we can save billions of dollars in taxpayer dollars.
And yet the economy is strong, and it has been for years. And I'm hearing you tell me that seniors are legitimately struggling. Is the health of the economy just completely disconnected from this issue?
I think it's a real issue, which is why we're trying to work very closely with healthcare, because we believe that Meals on Wheels is part of the healthcare solution. If you look at the top 5% in healthcare costs of the individuals that are contributing, not that they want to be, but that they are, the 5% are the people that we're seeing every day. And the top 5% of the high-risk, high-need population is contributing 40% to Medicare costs annually. So this is an opportunity for us to rein in healthcare costs and sort of what you've heard, you know, bend the cost curve. For a small investment, we can see significant improvements in healthcare outcomes and in a reduction in healthcare costs.
That's Meals on Wheels America President and CEO Ellie Hollander with a reminder that there are people who are in need in this country, not just this time of year, but all year round. Ellie, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Peter.